I was flying out of Malawi and I'm sitting next to two guys. I'm on the aisle seat, two gentlemen there. They find out I'm from Trans World Radio. Then they start bubbling over and they say, you know, I'm a pastor. I listen to TWR. This is how I get my, basically my seminary education. I'm thinking, wow, it was so much fun to hear them saying how important Christian radio was for their ministry.
Broadcasting since 1954, TWR is a global network of partnerships using media to take God's word to all nations, tongues, and tribes. Now the gospel speaks 200 plus languages on air, online, and on the ground in 190 countries to the Lord's work of TWR ministry. Hi, and welcome to this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint on the Bot Radio Network. I'm Byron Tyler, and we're on location at the annual, well, this is the 2024 NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention, short NRB, okay? So hashtag NRB 2024, I believe. But anyway, we have been having a wonderful week here at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel in Nashville. We've heard some incredible speakers, and the NRB is all about connecting with other ministries, encouraging, connecting, working together, ultimately to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out through radio, through television, through print media, podcasters, bloggers. There's so much that's happening here when you come to NRB. And one of the faces I get to see usually every time I'm here is John Somerville. Now, when he starts talking in just a second, you're going to recognize his voice, our Bot Radio Network listeners, because he does some commercials. I say commercials, they're ministry spots, but they're sharing the message of this ministry. I just mentioned TWR. John, it's always good to see you. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
It's great to be with you. Thanks so much. I love NRB because it's a bunch of radio nerds, and you know, we're all nerding together here over equipment and other things, but you nailed it on the head as far as I'm concerned. It's about the friendships. It's about the relationships. And we all have that same desire in our hearts to see God's word go out around the world. And how is God going to partner with, you know, whatever organization that comes together and bring God's word to people all around the globe? That's what I think makes the whole thing fun.
So I agree with you, John, on that. And, you know, you, your wife, Nola, you joined TWR back in 1988. God's blessed you with five children. For the past 36 years now, you and the Somerville family have been connected with this ministry. What excites you most, what you've witnessed God do through these years, John?
You know, what gets me out of bed, Byron, is that I really want people here in the U.S., the Bot Radio listeners, to get excited about what God is doing through TWR around the world and join him. Like Henry Blackaby would say, look where God's at work and join him there. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Look where God is at work through TWR. Join us. Join us. Maybe you're considering missionary service. We need people. We need people. And maybe you've got the skill set. Go to twr.org. Hit the serve button and look through the multiple positions that are open. Maybe God is putting it on your heart to be a part of it.
Yes.
But maybe you're like one of the many people who say, you know what? God hasn't told me to go, but he has given me a generous spirit and he's allowed me to be able to support people and support those missionaries who need to go overseas or support a project that needs to be taken care of so that others can hear the gospel.
Right.
You know, maybe God has blessed you with that gift of being able to make money really well and give you a heart of generosity. Or maybe God has gifted you with the power of prayer. I think he's gifted all of us with that. There are some people who have a specific calling to be on their knees.
Yes.
And using that gift to be praying. And I would encourage you, if you're one of those prayer warriors, to really be praying for what God is doing through TWR, because we need you to be praying for TWR, because God continues to open up opportunities for us to be able to broadcast where the gospel has never gone before.
Yep.
Taking God's word into places who have never heard it. And that's what's exciting, because where God's word goes, it doesn't return void.
No, it doesn't, John. And as you talk about the plethora of projects, I was on a website doing this little background and research before we got together, and I kept just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. It was like walking in a website cafeteria with ministry opportunities to engage God's people and the church to worldwide evangelism and discipleship. How do you guys keep such a large running list of so many projects. In a minute, we're going to break down some of the projects and talk about some specific ones, but just overall, looking at all the needs. I remember when I was in Bible college, my missions class, the professor said, the need doesn't constitute the call. There's plenty of needs out there, but you have to get a call in your life. As we talked about people getting a call to serve either with TWR or whatever other mission that God might allow or call somebody to do. But these projects, these needs, it's so overwhelming. How do you keep up with this through the ministry?
Well, one of the beautiful things is we have offices and studios in over 70 countries. They're the ones who are saying what the priority needs are. How do we reach the people in those countries and beyond? We're getting responses now from 190 countries every year. Some of those countries we're broadcasting into, you cannot send missionaries into. You can't send missionaries into North Korea. You can't send missionaries into Iran very easily. Those kinds of places. But yet the missionary is the radio, and those radio waves are going in, and we are getting really cool responses. Now, we don't get really cool responses from North Korea, I'll tell you that, because it's way too dangerous to be able to listen to it. In fact, it's so dangerous, when we began distributing radios in North Korea, a little while later, we were starting to get reports the radios were rusting. You say, why would they be rusting? These are brand new radios. In North Korea, it's illegal to listen to any outside broadcast, and it's punishable by jail. But if you're caught listening to a Christian broadcast, that's punishable by labor camp. Oh. And most people don't come home from labor camp because they end up starving to death in labor camp. And so what the Christians were doing, and when they had their radio, after they were done listening to it, they would bury it in a hole in the ground, and then they would unbury it to listen to it and bury it because they didn't want the authorities to find it. Well, the moisture, of course, is coming up through the ground, rusting those components. So now when we distribute radios in North Korea, we also give out Ziploc baggies. Keep those radios safe.
Oh, I love that, John. You mentioned a key element of really how successful, if we could use that word, that TWR has been since 1954. Are those national ministry partnerships? Because they have the heartbeat for their people. They have a desire to see their people reach with the gospel. And they know the culture, the language. And so you can almost really custom fit the ministry to a specific nation or tribe, people, language group because of those partnerships.
You're so right. And I was just in Malawi. I've shared a couple of the stories with our listeners here. If you've been hearing my voice on Bot Radio, I think one of the cool ones was when I was flying out of Malawi. I was flying out of Malawi and I'm sitting next to two guys. I'm on the aisle seat, two gentlemen there. They find out I'm from Trans World Radio. And then they start bubbling over and they say, you know, I'm a pastor. I listen to TWR. This is how I get my, basically my seminary education. I'm thinking, wow, it was so much fun to hear them saying how important Christian radio was for their ministry.
That is so encouraging when you actually hear those stories. And many of our listeners know, because I can't help but share from time to time, our family served with TWR. Back in the mid-90s, we were on the island of Guam. Pam and I, who's actually popping a few pictures for us over here on the camera, my wife, we did a show called Friends in Focus that aired over KTWR, the shortwave from Guam, to Northeast, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, you know, Nepal. You got letters from the Philippines. And we got feedback from the people that were hearing the program because we would share some verses, converse about what God was saying, play some music, and then read letters from listeners, and then pray for those people who wrote in. And some of the stories, John, where you found these people from Ethiopia among idol worshipers and how they were so dependent upon the radio of TWR to bring them encouragement, to bring them God's word. And we were just really blessed to have just a small part of the ministry of TWR.
Well, you were asking me earlier about, you know, how can we be praying for Guam is a perfect example of how TWR's ministry has had such an impact on places like North Korea, China, India, many of the South Pacific and Eastern Pacific Islands and stuff. But right now, that transmitter on Guam needs to be replaced. And we have had a difficult time finding a transmitter that is going to be able to be not only to be replacing it, but affordable. It's amazing to be able to try to find a shortwave transmitter in today's marketplace. So I would ask you to be praying for this project right here, because the numbers are staggering when we start looking at, should we buy a a new transmitter that's going to be a lot of money? Or do we try to find an old used one and then a few years later have to replace it again?
We've been talking about some of these projects. We could literally stay here for 3-hour show and still not cover all of the projects that TWR has on the website right now. I was just blown away. Now, when we were on Guam in 96, soon after we arrived, TWR Women of Hope started with a group of the ladies on Guam, and Marley Speaker was the originator and the vision behind this. And now today, this is incredible, over 110,000 intercessors gather monthly in 125 countries and pray in more than 100 languages and dialects. This is in 25 years of ministry. You have seen God do life-changing work in the hearts of women all over the world.
I think one of the funniest responses I ever heard was from a Muslim lady who wrote to us and said, "You are not Women of Hope." And of course, your eyebrows go up with something like that. And then she said the next line, which says, "I listen to you every day." And I thought to myself, if she's listening every day, that word the Lord is using, it's going to penetrate into that heart.
Yeah.
That goes a long way. TWR Women of Hope is kind of a unique program to TWR because it's kind of a what I call a 50-50 kind of program and teaches women how to be a better mom, how to be a better wife, how to do life better. So it's geared more for people like teaching them how to cook over an open fire, how to wash hands, how to keep from getting diseases and things like that. But then the other part of it is a Bible study. And so they connect what they've been talking about in the first part of it with what God's word says and how does that impact. And so they're looking to change women's lives, not just in the physical sense, but also in the spiritual sense.
We have been praying in Africa.
Africa needs Jesus.
Africa needs you.
But how do we carry the gospel to Africa? Through radio.
This is the right time to spread the gospel through the radio. People listen to the radio now more than ever before.
Lives will be transformed through the messages that are preached on Transworld Radio.
But how can anyone hear the good news on TWR if they can't afford a radio? For just $50, the cost of one wind-up radio, you can make an eternal difference in the life of someone in Africa.
A gift of a radio will let someone hear God's word so that their lives can be transformed.
Call now with your gift at 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656.
Radios for Africa, radios for Central Asia. And I think the radios for Africa has been something that TWR has been kind of highlighting on Bot Radio Network.
It is. We love that. One of the things that I love about it is I've had the, I want to just say, use the word privilege of passing out some of these radios and seeing the tears in people's eyes as they're receiving, the joy in their hearts. And, you know, I want to do a picture in your mind right now. So if, I want you to take your hand and put it out as if you're going to receive something. All right. And with your other hand, put it on your wrist. This is the way they do it. Now, just like you and I, we love to look at each other in the eye when we're talking. They would not look at me in the eye. They wouldn't look at me in that. Instead, they're looking down at the ground. Very humbling for not only them, but all for me.
Yeah.
I was just so humbled by their humility. So I put the radio into their hand. And the first thing they do is clasp it to their chest. This is a precious gift that you are giving to them. When you are realizing this, the church that we were at, the very last place we went in Malawi, this last time I was there, is made of homemade bricks. The pews are made of concrete. People crowded into this place. It was hot. It didn't smell good because of the body odor. And people were even sitting on the floor. When they got their radios, though, we were outside of the church. You know, we would have them one by one going out of the church and giving them a radio. And when they got outside, singing, dancing, celebration. It was terrific.
Well, with every gift of a radio of $50, many more can be reached. So, and this is something that our Bot Radio Network listeners can go online to twr.org and look for this project. Again, that's the Radios for Africa.
It's a $50 gift. Yeah, and I would encourage you to go to botradionetwork.com. Look for the Africa Needs Jesus banner. Click on that and come. You'll go right through to the TWR site. Go to what's familiar with it. You go to botradionetwork.com. Click on the banner that says Africa Needs Jesus. Because, you know, Africa needs Jesus and Africa needs you. And this is a great project to be a part of. Because when we talk about giving a radio, we're not just talking about any kind of radio. We're talking about a radio that doesn't require batteries. It doesn't require electricity. You wind it up like a clock, basically. Wind it up, and then you can listen to it for an hour or 2 hours. You know, people who can't afford batteries or electricity, most of them can't afford a radio, because this kind of radio that we're giving them would cost them over a month's worth of wages. And so this is a precious gift. This is a precious gift that you're giving them, because you're not just giving them a radio. You're giving them the gospel. You're giving them Jesus. You're giving them hope. Every chance you get, that's what God calls us to do. Give them Jesus. BotRadioNetwork.com. Click on that banner that says Africa Needs Jesus.
Okay, let's do that, friends. Now, go do that right now and click on us here at BotRadioNetwork.com and discover more how you can partner with TWR. We don't have a lot of time, but I do want to run across a couple more projects that were stand out to me. The Way of Righteousness, more than 60 languages now available in production. It generates great feedback from your listeners. This was created by Paul Bransom of Rock International as a way to help Muslims who want to know more about the Bible and understand God's plan of salvation.
This is an exciting project. I'm telling you, the Way of Righteousness is really geared towards bringing Muslims into the faith of Christ. And what they're doing is they're taking what they've always known traditionally as their book, the Quran, and saying, look, you talk about these certain people who actually overlap in the Bible as your prophets. Let's find out more about them. And as you do that, what you're doing is you're introducing them to more and more Bible, more and more Bible. And so many of them come to know Christ through this program because they have a respect, because we respect what they've always believed. We're not trying to diminish their faith, but what we're trying to do is show them, you know what? There is truth out there, and the truth can be found only in Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's a good word there, John. So, spiritual food for North Korea. Tell us about that.
Well, I've already told you one good story about coming out of North Korea. And interestingly, we get very few response out of North Korea, which makes perfect sense when you realize that listening to Transworld Radio or listening to any religious broadcasting would be punishable by labor camp. And so, you know, the odds of us hearing from that. So this is one of those areas that we have to trust that God is using this program, the programs that are heard over Transworld Radio.
Now, this is where you partner with those from South Korea, right?
Yes.
That's your partners there.
Yes. We have a wonderful partnership with folks there in Korea. They just have a marvelous heart to reach people in North Korea.
Also, this is big, TWR360.org.
We love TWR360. You know, we talked about AM, we talked about FM, we talked about shortwave radio. But you know, a lot of things are moving to the digital world these days, especially young people. And as you know, we need to be where they are. And I don't think the founder of Transworld Radio, Dr. Paul Fried, who passed away in the mid-90s, I don't think he would ever object to us using, in addition to AM, FM, shortwave, digital. And the reason I say that is because he had such a zeal for reaching people. It wasn't radio that was driving him. It was his zeal for reaching people. So radio was just the tool. Now that tool has expanded to digital. TWR360 is an app that you can download to your phone. You can listen to all the different Transworld Radio programs on that. We have 140 languages right there on it. And whatever language your phone is in, whether it's in English, French, Spanish, Mandarin, could be any of the other 140 languages, it will populate whatever language is in your phone and will tell you what the programs are in those languages. We've got things on there in addition to radio programs. There's the ability to be able to watch the Jesus film from Campus Crusade and other kinds of resources like that. That's what's incredible, because we are getting people to download the programs, to listen to the programs, and TWR 360, I think, is going to be one of those areas that's going to continue to see, especially young people, gravitating to it because of the ability to be able to switch languages and to be able to minister in their heart language.
John, let's bring that TWR 360 home for a second, too, because we're talking about connecting through this app and all of the resources available on this app. You know, there is a large number of refugees that come to the United States, and you might have a neighbor. Our listeners right now might have neighbors from Somalia or from another country, and they don't speak the language, and they would like to be able to reach the heart language. This could be a good tool, right?
It's an absolutely great tool. You know, if you have somebody who lives beside you, maybe they're Spanish speakers or Somali or whoever, this is a great tool. Invite them to listen, because they'll be able to hear God's word in their own language. As we were riding over to the Gaylord, Ralph and I were riding in a taxi together over, and he just started asking questions and finding out where this person was from. And before long, he was saying, "Hey, we've got TWR 360. He actually pulled it up in the cab and started playing it for our cab driver. It was just a cool way of being able to present the gospel real quickly, encourage him to download the app.
When you start speaking someone's heart language, because you want to communicate, they know, they see that you're trying to communicate and you can present that. That can be such a blessing to so many, and opportunities, again, as you mentioned, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. John, you've been doing this for a long time, 36 years.
35. Let me count. Okay. Let's not exaggerate.
We won't get you way ahead, but 35 years. My calculator must be broken or something when I use my numbers. But anyway, have you ever considered doing anything but media ministry?
You know, at one point I went into seminary, and I thought maybe the Lord was calling me into the pastorate. He just used that seminary education to further deepen what I do with TWR.
Wow.
And it has been wonderful, wonderful experience to be in seminary. And it was a hard, hard time because my kids were young at the time. And you know what it's like to try to balance work, seminary, and raising a family. But the Lord brought me through it.
Amen.
I am so appreciative of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's like the hand fits the glove perfectly with you and TWR, what you've been able to do to help communicate the vision and the mission and the heartbeat of this work. And you've always been an encouragement to me. I'd so appreciate the work of TWR. It has impacted our family personally. I'm just so thankful to have had a connection and continue to share in my story with TWR, with those that I come in contact with. But we're going to wrap up here with maybe a minute, really. Current projects, go to the website. As you do that, ask God to just direct you, friend. Ask God to help you rest on one of those that maybe you connect with, and start praying about it and asking God to show you how you can be involved. And also, pastors that are listening to us, you still take informational trips sometimes with pastors and try to encourage them?
Every once in a while we do. Yes.
Okay.
We were just taking one to Serbia recently. And so we do that every once in a while. It's not very often.
Sure.
Every once in a while we do. Again, you know, we started off the broadcast earlier, and I challenged you to give or to pray or to go. Really love, if God is putting it on your heart and you're thinking about, you know what? God is calling me. I've got skills, you know, whether it's in computers or accounting, or maybe it's broadcasts, maybe it's engineering, you know, maybe it's in PR or video. Maybe you're a writer. What has God put the skills into your fingers that you could use for His glory?
Yes.
And if that's the case, go to TWR.org, hit the serve button, look through the different areas where you might fit. We'd love to have you as part of the TWR family.
John, if somebody wanted to connect with you through TWR, what's the website?
All right. Our website, twr.org. There's a lot of different ways to connect in there. We'd love to hear from you.
God bless you, John. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to have to say goodbye. Appreciate you hanging out with me here at the 2024 National Religious Broadcasters Convention as we wrap up this thing.
Byron, you know, one thing I love about NRB is hanging out with folks like you, because the friendships that we have here mean so much. And we thank the Lord for Bot Radio. We thank the Lord for all the different Christian radio outlets around the U.S. who are encouraging and uplifting our Christian brothers and sisters each and every day, encouraging them to live for the Lord. You know what? It's not just enough to sit back, you know, listen to other people's stories. Be involved in the story. When you're going through the checkout counter line, share Jesus with that person. You know, you have that privilege. God has put you here for a reason. We want you to be a part of what God is doing in every aspect of your life.
Oh, that's so true. And that's what Bot Radio Network is all about, getting the Word of God into the people of God. As TWR broadcasts the Word of God through its many programs and languages and ministries, we're so thankful to partner with this organization, TWR. Well, John, we got to say goodbye. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Byron. Thank you. We are so grateful to the Lord for faithful friends like you.
Friends, we're going to have to say goodbye on that. Thank you so much for joining me here at the 2024 National Religious Broadcasters Convention at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. I'm not going to sing, I promise. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
A gift of a radio. We let someone hear God's word.
But how can anyone hear the good news on TWR if they can't afford a radio? For just $50, the cost of one wind-up radio, you can make an eternal difference in the life of someone in Africa.
More radios means
more joy, more hope,
more of God's word,
more of Jesus.
Call now with your gift at 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656.